ER 101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. Well, we're going to talk about our medical news of the week. It was a little obscured with everything that had been going on in the news, but a study came out that talked about the cinnamon challenge. And the cinnamon challenge is this crazy stunt that teenage kids are pulling right now. And finally, some medical research. We had been seeing it in the ER, kids coming in with problems trying to swallow a tablespoon of cinnamon without water very quickly and coming in with medical problems. But now research shows that these can be serious medical problems and potentially can last longer than just an initial ER visit. And they're more than just uncomfortable for your kids. So you need to listen to this and ask your children about it. Well, I want to welcome my next guest to talk about this, Dr. Rebecca Parker. She is on the board of directors of the American College of Emergency Physicians. She is the chair and site medical director and attending physician at Advocate Trinity Hospital for MCARE in Chicago, Illinois. She's also the clinical assistant professor for the Department of Emergency Medicine at Texas Tech University Health Science Center in El Paso. Dr. Parker, welcome and thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, just when I think kids can't do, and I'm the mother of a 16-year-old, stupid stuff like drinking hand sanitizer to get drunk, we hear about this cinnamon challenge. And, you know, when I first heard about it, you know, we hear everybody talking, Dr. Oz, cinnamon's very healthy, but not using it this way. And I don't know what goes through these adolescent minds, but tell us a little bit about what these kids are doing and what we've been seeing in the ER with this.
Sure. Well, you gave a great description of what the gag is, which is to, within 60 seconds, swallow basically a cinnamon powder without water as fast as you can. And what's interesting about this particular phenomenon is it really is picked up through the YouTube clips. Oh. There were over 50,000 YouTube clips as of about a year ago, and one of them got over 19 million hits, so especially between the 13 to 24-year-old age group. And so it's really become a phenomenon from the social media aspect, which is becoming
always
more and more prevalent.
Always a problem, right?
Yes.
Always a problem when kids want their 15 minutes of fame on the Internet. It's terrible.
Correct, and I think the reaction is considered somewhat funny from some of the author's discussions. Even his children immediately knew what he was talking about and publishing about and showed him the YouTube clips and were laughing about it. So I think there's some important things that parents and adolescents need to know about this gag and what we are seeing from as a result. Our poison centers are getting calls related to this, and they've actually had a significant escalation in calls from around 50 or so to, you know, over almost 200 in the first 6 months of this year, of which 30 they did send to emergency departments to be evaluated. And the patients would come in with kind of a chronic cough, sometimes vomiting. But there were a couple cases, especially those with asthma or other lung problems. They would have worse situations where a lung may collapse or even to the point where they were unable to breathe. So it does have some serious side effects that are associated with it.
No, there were kids. Well, first of all, you know what's interesting? And I saw a demonstration, too, that, well, you're correct, on YouTube, and I guess kids think it's funny, is because when they start coughing, they're like exhaling this cinnamon dust. And, you know, what is cinnamon? You know, we see cinnamon sticks. Kids don't think this is bark. You're literally inhaling or trying to swallow finely ground up bark, which is mostly made of cellulose, right? We don't
Correct.
Even digest it. So you can maybe swallow it, eat it in food, but it kind of all comes out. But what's interesting, I thought about it, is I saw a demonstration where people took a teaspoon of cinnamon, in a cup of water. And, you know, I put it in coffee a little bit sometimes.
Sure.
And it just floats on top. I mean, it does not dissolve. It is non-dissolvable powder. So
exactly.
I don't know.
The effect in the lungs itself that they're finding. So the cellulose, although it doesn't, we don't digest it, it actually has a caustic effect, meaning an effect where it'll eat away and injure the lung tissue itself. So almost from, if parents may remember when we used to use baby powder all the time on our infants, and we stopped doing that because the powder was getting into the infant lungs and causing difficulties with breathing, it's the same idea because that powder form combined with the cellulose is actually irritates the lung tissue itself. So, and the new study that's coming out, which is causing some of the discussion this week, is going to be in pediatrics, relates to a rat study that showed even more interesting effects on rats, where they gave them the dosage and followed them at 1 day, 7 day, and a month out. And they saw changes to the lung tissue even as far out as a month out, where the lungs actually started to change and get stiff and get fibrotic. So yeah. we're not even sure what a true exposure looks like in humans a month out, but we now know what happens to rats, and that's very concerning.
Right, and you bring up a great point because, you know, the diseases of the lung where you replace the lung tissue with, you know, anytime you damage any tissue,
sure.
scar forms, and especially in something like the lungs, which need to be nice and airy to exchange gas and help you mm-hmm. breathe, any kind of damage to the lung from anything long-term causes scarring and problems, and you're replacing the good lung tissue with fibrosis and scarring, which, you know, can cause permanent lung damage and crippling later on in life. So you can't breathe and everything. And someone else was saying something interesting because, you know, there's also this connection with scarring in the lung and then cancer way down the road, too. I mean, we saw it with, you know, coal miners and things like that, correct?
Right.
So that's
right.
What the Academy of Pediatrics is a little worried about, too, long-term effects.
Absolutely, absolutely. So something that seems like a simple kind of funny gag, you know, folks talk about looking like dragon's breath and things like that can actually have some very serious consequences in some people to come and see us. I haven't seen a case yet, but I did have a colleague that has seen a couple of cases in his area. Maybe his teenagers are doing more of this locally, and he was able to observe them and send them home. But I think, you know, there have been some bad side effects, and then worried about the fibrosis changes later down the line is very concerning.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Kids are a challenge, let alone cinnamon. The kids themselves are a challenge, but it is important to talk to your kids about this. I mean, isn't that what you recommend to your patients? You need to need to ask them about these stupid things. I mean, I would think my kid would be a little brighter than that, but peer pressure is amazing.
Peer pressure absolutely is. And this is the age group where actually developmentally they're very heavily affected by their peers. Their friends are the most important thing, and they are heavily influenced by what other kids are doing. And now we have the added YouTube effect of our social media adding in and weighing in. So it's important to know what they're watching and explain the side effects and the dangers. And I know that even with parental controls, that you never know what the kids are watching on YouTube, and you may think it's obviously G-rated type of material, but not understanding the consequences it could be a major problem.
Yeah, how many times do you go into the bedroom, or you just peek in the bedroom? There's even commercials like that where the kid's on the computer, and you think they're doing their homework on the computer, but actually they're either Facebooking or they're, you know, on YouTube and watching these things. Well, that was some very good information. The key is, no matter how many times they roll your eyes, ask your kids what they're doing and explain to them how down the road this can be extremely dangerous, the cinnamon challenge.